Raise your hands if you haven't gotten on the map. And everybody's getting on the map.
11 students in Heidi Algren's 7th grade class raise their hands eagerly. This is their second map activity of the day. They're learning about the concepts of population distribution and density. They're identifying which countries in Asia have the most people and how that relates to the rest of the world.
Okay, anybody got a guess where most people in Asia are going to live? Kirsten?
China.
Okay, China. Anybody think otherwise? Elliot?
Tokyo.
Ooh, Tokyo, Japan. Very crowded. Donovan?
India.
India. Ah, let's see if that actually, those predictions work out.
Each child is handed a scrap of paper with the name of a country and the percentage of Asia's population that lives there. The kids then grab a certain number of red plastic cups representing those percentages. Then they have to find their country on the 30 by 40 foot vinyl map and sit on it with their cups. Not always an easy job. As one kid puts it, there's a lot of countries in Asia.
I can't find it.
What are you looking for?
Turkey.
Turkey is over there.
In Vietnam.
You're Vietnam, you're over there somewhere.
The map is brightly colored. Its smooth surface shows national boundaries, bodies of water, mountains, and cities. Kids traverse deserts. They cross oceans. Eventually, everyone's found their country.
Where are you sitting?
Pakistan.
What's your name?
Nicole.
Have you learned anything from this exercise?
Yeah.
What did you learn?
I learned that there's a lot of different places that have a lot more population than I thought.
Earlier, the kids were surprised to learn that 60% of the world's population lives in Asia. Katie Kennedy works with the University of Alaska's geography program out of Fairbanks. The former classroom teacher is escorting the map around the state and says geographic facts like these are more likely to stick when they're paired with a tactile experience.
Being able to literally walk on it and you get the feel of where the countries are in relation to one another, it really gets them thinking. It just helps internalize the concepts, I think, so much more.
Kennedy says Alaska is lucky to have the traveling map of Asia. National Geographic has only one, and there are 50 states that want it. The society lends it to each state for a couple of weeks. Kennedy has taken it to Fairbanks, Anchorage, Juneau, and now Sitka. It will head on to Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan.
And then we have to return it.
She says a little wistfully. Kennedy would have liked to have reached more communities, but she says the logistics just wouldn't permit it.
We did as much as we could. We packed as much as we could into the 2 weeks they gave us.
The map is laid out in the Blatchley Middle School gym, and classes have been cycling through all day. School principal Charlie Robison says it's made an impact. It even generated a buzz at sixth grade lunch.
It was kind of funny. They were actually talking about the map, and some have seen it, some have not. And they're like, what map? And so we had kids trying to poke their heads in when Ms. Hemschuh's class was here to see what was going on. So they're excited.
National Geographic's Traveling Map of Asia was brought to Alaska through the efforts of National Geographic Alliance members. It will stay in Alaska through the third week of May and then head back to headquarters to be deployed to another state. Map educator Katie Kennedy hopes to get it back someday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.